Well, this is very nice. Wow. You can come too, sweetie. Whoosh. Very nice. Yes. Everybody looks so clean. Everybody took a bath and put on nice outfits. I feel a little underdressed, and I don't think there's enough Christmas lights up here, so I have to put on my Christmas lights. Okay? Yes. There we go. Oh, yes. It's all for you. Now, since you're such brave people that are willing to sit here in front of all these people that are watching here and everybody that's watching on the live stream, who wants to tell me what we're in church celebrating tonight? Kaylee, we'll start with you.
Christmas.
Christmas, okay. Do they ever call you Captain Obvious? You tell me.
Jesus' birth.
Jesus' birthday is Christmas. Even better. I like that. Is everybody in the right place for the right reason? We're all here to celebrate Jesus' birthday? Okay. So I want to make sure that you all know your religion, that you know our Catholic religion and your Bible. So where do you think Jesus was born? This always gets some very interesting answers. Where was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem. What country do you think that's in? What country is Bethlehem in? It's kind of a trick question. All right, Dolan.
Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is not a country. Thank you. He just said Bethlehem, so we've got the city down. I want to know the country. So this isn't just religion. This is now geography, and your hands have gone down. No one knows, and you're leaving. Go away. Just go. Bye. We're having an Amber Alert. Somebody claim her. There we go. Patrick, are you going to tell me? Where do you think Bethlehem was?
Louisiana.
Lord. This. I see you're going to make me work for it. Oh. Yes, Louisiana is known for Popeye's chicken and Jesus' birthplace. Where?
Egypt.
What?
Nazareth?
We're getting all these cities. So now we've heard three different cities, one state, a different country. Do you really want to guess? You're making him put his hand down. Okay. You knew the last thing.
Is it Russia?
What? What if he decides not to come? I'm not calling on you again. No. Bethlehem was just outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of the country called Judah or Judea. Judah or Judea. Today we call it Israel. Not Russia. Not Louisiana. Bethlehem is in the land of Judah. So that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, and I'm very, very discouraged. But how long ago do you think Jesus was born? We finally figured out where. How long ago, Curtis?
2,050 years.
How many?
2,050 years.
2,050 years ago? You're getting in the ballpark, and I know what you're guessing at. So let's do the math for him, Sparkles.
2,021.
I'll take it. 2,021 years ago, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the land of Judah. Thank you, Serena. Now, who are his parents? Another trick question. Let's see. Who are Jesus' parents?
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. Anybody else? You can add to that. You want to add to your own answer?
The Lord God.
Thank you. Mary, Joseph, and the Lord God. How many of you know that and how many of you believe it? That's very good. Okay, we don't know geography, but we understand that Jesus is the Son of God. And God chose the Virgin Mary and Joseph to be his earthly parents. Who were the first people that came to adore Jesus when he was born? The first people that came to adore Jesus were?
The three wise men.
There were a couple people that got there before the wise men, but that's a very good guess. So if you're going to say the wise men, put your hands down because I don't want repetitiveness. Who?
Adam and Eve.
What? Your parents must be so proud. And he's a student at Queen's School, so we should all be ashamed of ourselves. No. I like it, though. I like that answer because you're making people happy, and Christmas should be happy. Okay. Who got there before the wise men, Bethany?
The shepherds.
Did James tell you the answer? The shepherds, they were the first ones to come to where Jesus was born. How did they know to go there? How did they find it? What led them there?
A star?
The star. The star led the shepherds to where Jesus was. And where was he in Bethlehem? Was in the maternity ward at Bethlehem General. Where was Jesus born in Bethlehem?
In the stable.
In a stable. He was born in a barn. Why? There was no room at the...
the hotel.
That's... you're not wrong. There was no room at the inn, hotel, motel, Airbnb, call it what you will. There was no room for Jesus. And so he was born in a barnyard. Now, when you were born, you were probably born in a hospital where everything was perfect, antiseptic, clean, disinfected. A barnyard is none of those things. It's a real mess. But that's why God sent Jesus down from heaven in the first place, because everything down here was darkness and sin. He came to be a light in our darkness. He came to be a hope for our despair. He came to conquer death with the promise of new life. It makes perfect sense then that he would be born in a barn. Now we're going to learn some new details that you probably don't already know. And that is the fact that Bethlehem means something in Hebrew. Bethlehem means the house of bread. The house of bread in Hebrew. And in that stable, Jesus was lying in what? What was Jesus lying in? In the stable. In the stable, Jesus was lying in the bassinet, or?
The place where the animals eat food.
The place where the animals eat food, otherwise known as?
A cradle.
Otherwise known as?
A manger.
A manger. Jesus was, but it's, I like this answer. He was lying in the place where the animals eat food because that's what the manger is. That's what the manger is. That was the feeding trough for the cattle. Jesus is the true bread sent down from heaven. He was sitting in the feeding trough, and he was born in a town that means house of bread. That means that Jesus wants to be something for us, not just a King of Kings, not just a Prince of Peace, a Messiah, a Savior, a Son of God. He also wants to be something for us that we celebrate in every Mass right behind you at that altar. What happens on that altar? What happens on the altar? Someone we haven't heard from yet. It's going to happen soon. Are you really raising your hand? What happens? Oof, pressure. What happens on the altar, Curtis? Curtis, what's going to happen on the altar?
Jesus comes down from heaven.
Jesus comes down from heaven, and what becomes what? What becomes what on this altar? James, don't tell her the answer. Tell me.
Why?
That's a good question. Yes, why should you have to tell me? Let's see. What becomes what on this altar when Jesus comes down from heaven?
Is it the crucifix?
Huh? What becomes what? Bread becomes. Bread becomes what on this altar?
Bread becomes water.
Bread becomes water. I think we're on the right track. Rescue me.
Bread becomes body.
Bread becomes the body of who?
Jesus.
That's right. So we only celebrate Christmas once a year, but we celebrate Jesus becoming flesh anywhere and everywhere the Mass is being celebrated. Bethlehem, the house of bread, Jesus lying in the feeding trough. He is the bread from heaven. And the great name Isaiah said he would be called is Emmanuel. Does anybody know what Emmanuel means? Emmanuel means?
Son of God.
Emmanuel means?
God with us.
God with us. That's right. So Jesus came on a very long journey, longer than Santa from the North Pole has to travel later tonight. Jesus came on a long journey as a good shepherd to lay down his life for you, his little lambs, and for all his sheep, to be bread for us, God with us, every time we celebrate the Eucharist. Now, last question. It's Jesus' birthday. Why are we giving gifts and getting gifts if it's Jesus' birthday? Let's see.
Because the first wise men gave Jesus three gifts, so we celebrate that tradition by giving gifts to each other.
I think that works for me. Okay, so we have a gift that's hidden in here, and I need a volunteer that's going to go find it. Let's see. I'm going to send the two of you together. The two of you. Go find it. Go look with him. It's over there somewhere. Where would you look for a Christmas gift? Take him with you. You're getting warmer. Look at that. Wow. I think we made it too easy for you. Isn't that nice that you gave it to him so he can feel good about it too? All right. So when you get a gift, you should open it. Let's see what's in there. See what's in our gift. Yeah, just throw it on her. She likes that. Oh, you're onto something. Open it carefully. It's a precious cargo. Let's see. What do you think you found there?
Baby Jesus.
The baby Jesus. Where should he be right now?
Over there.
Yes? How about, what is your name?
Blake.
Blake, can we go with you to put Jesus in the manger? All right, we're all going to Bethlehem, and it's not Louisiana. Let's go this way. Blake, you lead the way. Blake's going to lead us because he's got Jesus. Everybody come around. Don't drop him. Come on, sweets. All right. So let's all gather around at the manger here. Did he do a good job? Is he in the right place? All right. So now that we're here, we're going to bless. We're going to bless the crib. We're going to bless the manger. We're going to bless the stable. Let's pray. God of every nation and people, from the very beginning of creation, you have shown us your love. When our need for a Savior was great, you sent your Son to be born of the Virgin Mary. To our lives, he brings joy and peace, justice, mercy, and love. Lord Almighty God, bless all who look upon this manger. May it remind us of the humble birth of Jesus and raise up our thoughts to him who is God with us and Savior of all and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Now this is my favorite part. This is where we bless Jesus with holy water. So let's bless the manger. And then we have to bless all of you. If you're still on the naughty list, this could help. If it starts to burn, see me after. Okay. Now, when it is somebody's birthday, don't we do something special on their birthday? What do we do on someone's birthday?
Give them gifts.
We give them gifts, and we do what else?
Eat cake.
Say it again.
Eat cake.
You were going to eat cake. You can have your cake and eat it too. What else?
Sing happy birthday.
Sing happy birthday. Who thinks it's a good idea that we sing happy birthday to Jesus? I think that's a great idea. Yes. Who wants to start it? Who wants to start? You just raised your hand. Lord, have mercy. Let's see. All right, you can redeem yourself. Take this. Hold it close to your mouth. Everybody look at the manger. And everyone's going to join in when he starts it, okay? And you're going to sing like you mean it. We want Jesus to hear us. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls. May you get everything you want and what you deserve. Let's hear it for them. While they are in movement, I invite everyone to stand. In just a moment, we are going to do the profession of faith and recite the creed. But at Christmas masses, when we do that, we are all invited to kneel at the mention of the incarnation. I will tell you when to do it, and if you can't kneel, you can either bow your head or be seated.